AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. For the third time in 6 months, former President Donald Trump will stand before a judge to be arraigned on criminal charges. Security is high around the courthouse in Washington, D.C. for this afternoon's session. The case involves alleged efforts to overturn his election defeat in 2020. The AP's Eric Tucker reports the defense says Trump was acting on legal advice.
We've been hearing this from Trump himself. Lawyers who were connected to Trump told him that this was permissible, and Trump has repeatedly indicated that he relied on that guidance from lawyers. And in fact, many of the unidentified co-conspirators who are referenced in the indictment are themselves lawyers.
There's a recall on a brand of birth control pills. It's called Tydemi. And the Lupin Pharmaceuticals company is warning customers it may have reduced effectiveness. The problem stems from low levels of ascorbic acid in the pill, which could impact its effectiveness. Two bodies have been pulled from the Rio Grande River. One was near the floating barrier installed by the Texas governor. Pope Francis urges Portugal's young people to push for economic justice.
The Pope arrived to a sea of applause and cheers at a youth event at the prestigious Catholic University in Lisbon. In his remarks at the university, the pontiff urged young people to challenge the status quo of self-preservation and engage in learning for the collective good. The mandate to work for a more just and inclusive, that is, truly progressive society. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saudi Arabia will extend its oil production cuts into September. Stocks are mixed in midday trading. This is AP News. The stock market's now coming off its early morning lows.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping in early trading on Wall Street as this year's red-hot rally cools down some more. The S&P 500 was 0.5% lower in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is on pace for its third straight loss. It's still up almost 17% so far this year. Treasury yields continue to move higher in the bond market, putting more pressure on stocks. Higher yields make them more appealing versus stocks. They also make it more expensive for companies to borrow money. Bond yields have been climbing this year as the economy has remained remarkably resilient. Reports on Thursday indicated the job market is still solid and service industries continue to grow, although at a slower pace. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.19%. Seth Sutel, New York.
China's considering a new law that would limit smartphone time for youngsters to 2 hours a day. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.